Today, don't panic, central bankers will save us. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. So, more evidence of a weakening economy came out today with the latest performance of manufacturing index, the PMI read for Australia, which showed a further decline in February. The Australian industry group Australian Performance of Manufacturing Index fell a further 1.1 points to 44.3 points in February. And this marked the fourth consecutive month of contraction in Australian manufacturing for the first time since 2014 and was the lowest monthly result in almost 5 years on a seasonally adjusted basis. Results below 50 points indicate contraction, with lower results indicating a faster contraction in the month. The indices for all manufacturing sectors deteriorated in February and all except food and beverages recorded a contraction in the month. The production sales, new orders and export indices fell further into contraction in February and were firmly negative. And this was the first month in which respondents to the Australian PMI reported the effects of the new coronavirus. Respondents said that the travel restrictions in response to COVID-19 are already denting exports of Australian manufactured goods, particularly consumer items, into China. The heavy manufacturing sectors, equipment, machinery, metals, reported supply chain disruptions due to factory and freight closures in China. And locally, respondents remain concerned about drought, weak demand from the construction sector, and the generally slow pace of the economy. And despite weak new orders and production, the employment index improved in February to be broadly stable and above its own long-run average. But looking ahead, the new orders index in the Australian PMI plunged to its lowest level since July 2013. This suggests a very sharp deterioration in new orders and even weaker demand conditions ahead for manufacturers. Now, over the weekend, we also had the Chinese PMI's data, which was released for February, and that showed a plunge to 35.7 from 50 in January. And that's even lower than the previous record of 38.8 in November 2008 during the global financial crisis. The non-manufacturing PMI fell from 54.1 to 29.6. Both these levels were significantly below formal market expectations. And more broadly, the virus developments outside China around the coronavirus continue to alarm, with cases reported in 20 new countries and with 20 countries now reporting local transmission in the last few days. Now, as I discussed on Saturday in our post, the Property Imperative Weekly, Reality Dawns, following a further 900-point sell-off in the US share market on Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell made a highly unusual, unscheduled intervention near the close of trading, noting that we will use our tools and act as appropriate to support the economy. Powell's statement is likely to be seen as a call to action for other central banks around the world. And there have been reports of meetings over the weekend of government and financial regulators to prepare Australia's economic defences. And some of these discussions were clearly signalled to the market. And now the market is pricing for a 25 basis point cut from the RBA on March the 2nd, and that's up from 18% last Friday. And some are even saying a 50 basis point cut is required. Now, as I've been saying for some time now, these ultra-low rates signal real distress in the system, and it is unlikely such cuts will translate into any real change in momentum, even if the full effect were to be passed on, which is unlikely given the narrow margins the banks are working with. The story from Japan and Europe shows that the path is littered with promises of a turnaround, and even negative rates do not help. The debt-driven machine is stalling. Now, the governor has previously indicated that he would consider quantitative easing once the cash rate reached 0.25%, and the RBA will surely try QE, We thought that might commence in the fourth quarter of 2020, but the latest developments will bring that timetable forward to the middle of the year. And this is one reason why the cash restriction bill, which looks like it will now be passed into law in short order, which by the way is disappointing, needs to come in to trap funds in the banking system. The fact is, low rates and QE are not going to solve our fundamental issues, and they are part of the problem, not the solution. Indeed, the Fed's activities since 2007, where they cut rates and did QE, has driven the markets into these ridiculous situations. And it's also worth noting that a key driver of the more aggressive stance from the Reserve Bank will be to ensure that the Aussie dollar remains competitive. Since the advent of the coronavirus, the Aussie dollar has fallen from 69 cents to 65 cents. And now, with the RBA likely to be more aggressive and any recovery in China likely to be delayed and coming from an even weaker position, based on the recent PMIs, we think the near-term March forecast for the Aussie dollar is now going to be closer to 63 cents, and it could be even lower than that. And of course, at those rates, we will be importing inflation back into Australia. There is reasonable speculation that the confidence hit to the share market and the overall economy that we've seen over the last week may impact confidence in the housing market, particularly at the top end of the market, and therefore I expect home prices to start sliding too. And in the US, the markets are pricing for a 50 basis point cut from their FOMC from 50% to 75%, and indeed some are talking about an abnormal cut ahead of the next meeting. So I think we should expect the Reserve Bank to cut the cash rate by 0.25% to 0.5% at tomorrow's meeting. That is an all-time low, and it is not good news, and there will be more to come. Welcome to the crisis we had to have, but also understand that central banks are part of the problem, not part of the solution. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.